You know, they're going to do what they're going to do. They know us. We know them. Just got to take advantage of it, what we had in the past. You know, obviously they're going to do some things to probably, you know, limit those things that we did in the past against them, especially me. But we'll see. You know, the thing is, though, we just got to go out here and fine-tune things we do.
A couple of guys said that they're a team that likes to do a lot of confusion, run a lot of confusion. Is this a week not to overthink things?
For me, I mean, every week is not a week to overthink things, you know. That's why it's a process. You got to put that work in throughout the week. When the game comes, you can let your swagger, you know, shine through and just go out there and play. Like, you don't have to go out there and think about things and what people are doing. Because, like, for me, speaking from the offensive side, they got to cover me. I don't have to cover them.
Can you build off of that the big play from last week? Is that something to build off on? You guys kept saying those plays were coming.
Yeah.
Something definitely to build off
of? Most definitely. You know, they was down in the box playing quarters. It was low safeties. We took advantage of it. And every chance we get, every out we get when those safeties are down in the box, you know, we're trying to go over the top. We're trying to make them pay.
When I've seen this team in the past, and again, you said they're different. But when I've seen them in the past, they're very aggressive. You know, mm-hmm. They come aggressive, they blitz, you know, yeah. Do all those kind of things. And you guys have been able to hit some big plays because of that. Can you see some of the same things? I'm not saying that they're going to do the same things, but can you take something out of that?
You know, our offensive line has been doing a great job for us, keeping Matt upright. And that'll be a big key for us. A lot of times those guys have eight in the box, you know, and a lot of pressure. They apply a lot of pressure. And the thing is just keeping Matt upright and getting the ball down the field. And once we do that, you know, we can exploit them, make big plays down the field and try to get them out of those looks.
With such a heavy front, does that mean a lot of quick, maybe screen passes or just a lot of, you got to be, you know, it could be a lot more quick passes?
Not necessarily. Like I said, we got a great offensive line. You know, they do a great job for us. You know, that's kind of like playing into their hands when you kind of do things like that. But, I mean, we'll have variations of, you know, quick game and things like that in it with the screens as well. But that's just not our go-to because we have guys get the ball in their hands and make plays down the field. Me, I don't care what I see. You know, I'm trying to go ahead and get a win. You know, we got some great running backs in the backfield, and the receiving corps is great as well. So we just take what they give us. You know, like I said, they're a very aggressive team. They love to play man-to-man outside and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Are there indications you see of this team sort of turning the corner a little bit and getting back to where you were?
You know, for us, it's a process. Like I said earlier, definitely a process. Just continuously keep working every day, just trying to get better. You know, communicating, making sure everybody's on the same page, making sure everybody has the right mindset. All those things is big, just moving forward. But we're getting there. You know, I don't think we're quite there yet because, you know, it's Thursday, we got Friday, Saturday, then we'll be ready.
I know you talk about you don't care about numbers, it's just about wins. Mm-hmm. You ever find yourself, how do you fight off not getting frustrated when you're maybe, you know, yards per game or touchdowns are not where they've been the last few years for you?
Because I don't look in the past, you know. I mean, I'm a day-to-day guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm in that game. I do my best in that game. After it's over and done with, it's behind me, you know. So that's how I deal with it. And it's, like I said, there's no pressure on me or anything like that. Like, because I was never a stat guy, you know. I just love to go out there and play the game.
Do you feel like Vaughn kind of building with that big play last week, the touchdown the previous week? Mm-hmm. Is it starting to feel like, for you at least, and what your role is in this offense, a little more like you're accustomed to?
You know, I'm just here to do my job. You know, if we dial the play up, I'm going to try to go out there and make the best of it. I'm going to try to take advantage of my opportunity, you know, when it comes. So. Just being a team player, you just gotta know your role week in and week out, because every week it changes. So, you know, I'm very explosive down the field, things like that. But, you know, people can't see what we see on the field. You know, a lot of people try to take me away early on, and you can't see it. It's like one guy, but the safety's cheating, things like that. So, a lot of teams have been trying to take me away early on. So, we just gotta continuously just keep, you know, just dialing plays up and just seeing what happens.
Do you see a difference about you that allows you not to be a guy? You know, you see a lot of times receivers tend to be a lot of times guys who, you know, you got to give me the ball. I don't have a couple of guys. it in you that allows you to just kind of let other guys, if it's their time to shine?
Well, for me, I don't need validation from no one to tell me what type of player I am, or numbers to tell me, like, throughout the year what type of player I am. It's all about, you know, your ability, like, to go out there and just compete. It don't cost nothing to go out there and compete. You're either going to do it or you're not. You know, and I'm going to compete every down, so it don't matter. If I get it, I get it. If it comes, it comes. So, like, when, you know, I make catches and do things, it's routine for me because I expect those things when it's my time to shine.
Have you seen a little bit of difference in Coach Sankey's tried some new wrinkles in the last couple of weeks? Do you feel like there's been some new things as well?
I mean, this is his first year. You know, we're going through things. Like, he's a player's coach. And we, like I said, we communicate with him. He's willing to dial it up and just see what happens, and like he believes in us. You know, it's no disconnect from coach to players. New wrinkles, not really no new wrinkles. You know, it's about communicating and all of us being on the same page and seeing the same thing.